The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called the child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
So it seems there's kind of an argument in the gospel today. The disciples are likely disputing who's the greatest because Peter had just been given the keys to the kingdom. So they wanted to know, out of all of them, is Peter the greatest or is it somebody else? Was it John? Was it James? In the kingdom of God, though, greatness isn't a measure of anything worthwhile. Christ has definitively demonstrated this. It's those who serve, those who go last. It's those who receive the least of these little ones. These people will inherit the kingdom of God. The entire gospel today, then, is a condemnation of vainglory, this desire to be praised by others, to be recognized for any good within us. Now, it's not a sin to receive praise, but is very much contrary to the teaching of Christ if we seek it out. The reason for this is simple. That good that we have inside of us, the good that we do, doesn't belong to us. Our goodness is not our own, because it all belongs to God. We may receive praise for the good he does through us, but to actively seek it out and desire it is contrary to the way the kingdom of God works. It's almost as if when we do this, we're looking to steal glory from God. As Christ tells us, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know that what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you."